Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Raise Your Praise Turn Up Thursday. I am so excited to be here with you guys. Please go ahead and start your watch parties right now. We are going to have an amazing, amazing experience. Remember, always, let's start out fresh and go ahead and rep your church below so we can let that happen. I am just so happy, so happy to be here with you guys. We're going to get into everything that happened with me last week as we have an amazing experience. So sit back, relax, invite your friend, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because the experience starts now.
And now a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Shropshire of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's Finest King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, The Princess Lovely, and DJ Wells. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I want to, from the bottom of my heart, before we even start, I want to thank Shauna and my cousin for stepping in last week. Guys, I was so under the weather. Like, if under the weather was something, I was under that, right? It was absolutely horrible. In reference to, you know, getting the shot, I won't discuss that, but I was just so down. I was really, really bad, but I'm so happy that I am back. I'm so happy that they were able to go ahead and take over and just have everything run smoothly, and we were still able to get a good praise in, right? So starting out right off the bat, we're going to rep our church. Go ahead and rep your church. Put it inside the chat. Rep your church. Rep your church. I absolutely love that portion of the show where we get to shout out our churches. So I am going to shout out my church, Victory Outreach Ministries, with Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr. and Lady Kelly Burke. We're located on 52nd, right off of 52nd in Chester. And yeah, that is us. That is me repping. So guys, I hear it's Women's Month, right? So I was like, okay, so should I get some amazing ladies to, you know, to play so we can just go ahead and we can just tally around the amazing ladies, the female artists, the gospel artists. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll do a mixture. So I don't know. Whatever you guys have planned, type it in the chat, send the email, let us know what you think we should do maybe for next week. But I'm going to go ahead in and I'm going to get started instantly, right? So you guys know we do turn it up or turn it off. Right? Turn it up or turn it off. Turn it up or turn it off is music that is sent to us by artists. We want to drop, you know, some independent artists. They may have some songs that's out. And I'm going to start off with an independent artist. And I may have to rewind it because I was kind of sort of listening to it. So this is Timmy, y'all. Timmy Ingram. Listen to the words. I love this song as I was listening to it. Because it's so such a personal testimony to where people may be in their lives and a fork in the road and trying to decide what it is that we need to do, because we're all human, right? And because we're all human, we are giving a choice, right? Our Father gives us a choice to do right and to do wrong, although we should know that we should do right, right? So here it is, guys. I'm going to try to pull it up. Let's hope that nothing cuts off. So here it is, guys. Go ahead and listen. We're going to jump right in with our turn it up or turn it off.
Give my life to Christ. Stop the sin and turn around my life. I know I need to change. I need to change my life. Change the way I live and live for Christ. Well, running and running and running and running around, thinking all night long, out on the town. Running and chasing and loving everything around. But in the end, it just brings me down. See, there's so much in this world to do. And there's so much just no good. I'm hanging out and just having fun. And when I'm through, it seems so dumb. It's a waste of time in this life of mine. And I know I need to change and give my life to Christ. Stop the sin and turn around my life. I know I need to change. I need to change my life. Stop the way I live and live for Christ. I know I need to change. Stop running around.
Absolutely love those old, I'm not even going to call it an old hymn, right? Because I don't think it's an old hymn, but I love those songs that definitely show the testimony of one, of just knowing where it is that we need to be. And in all instances, sometimes we just sit and just think and just be like, you know what? I need to change this because this ain't working. This ain't right. You know what I mean? And for me, y'all know every time we get up on here, right? This be like testimony Thursday for Vow. But I know for me, especially where I am in this part of my life and this part of my journey, there's a lot of things that we just have to just give up and just stop doing personally. You know, that he mentioned drugs and sex and things of that nature. And those are things that we were like, all right, God. So I love that song, guys. That is a turn it up or turn it off. Of course, you guys know I'm going to say turn it up, right? I never want to turn anything off. So I think I am grateful for that. Thank you, Timmy, for sending that into us. Thank you so much. We gratefully appreciate that. So, and with that being said, guys, I think I'm still going to do like mostly ladies. Today, I'm just feeling the whole Women's Month vibe, okay? So I'm going to do like mostly ladies, and then we'll just throw some men. We'll just like throw them in there. So guys, here is my friend. Her name is Portia Mitchell. She is an amazing, amazing new artist, and she has something else that is destined to drop. I want to say that it was in April. Kick back, relax, listen, and let's get it started. Do not forget to rep your church. Do not forget to put that down in the chat. Okay, make sure you are repping your church so we can know who we are shouting out. Thank you so much for joining. Turn Up Thursday, raise your praise. Here we go, guys. Here is Running Back, okay, from Portia.
He says, come out. Out of the shadows, for the enemy takes you out. No fear, no shame. I'm free in Jesus' name. Yes, I'm free in Jesus' name. The chains are broken, nothing's holding me back. Said I'm running to that place.
Shoes tied and the bubble as you sing. Dreaming got me hated. Guess I'm the female Joseph. You my gift when it's convenient. Prisoners, family hate the genius. But funny how dreams and prophecy always come true. They gone. Had to hide to me just cause I ran back to you.
Mitchell. She has an amazing, amazing, amazing single out, and she is one of our sponsors. So sit tight. You guys will definitely see her commercial. She has some awesome things that she is doing. So listen, make sure you guys are on the lookout. Make sure you guys are watching. Make sure you guys are tuning in, because there are some awesome things and some awesome people that's doing some awesome stuff. That was a lot of awesome, but it's an awesome day, right? That is doing some things. So make sure you guys are checking in and seeing that. So we're going to go really quick. We're going to go really, really quick, and we are going to pay a bill. So I will see you guys in one moment. We'll be right back. It is Raise Your Praise, Turn Up Thursday. I love you guys so much. I'm so glad you're here with me. See you in a moment. Y'all, I ain't even going to tell y'all. Here we go again. Second verse, same as the first.
Every occasion is a special occasion, so don't forget to book your appointment for your next occasion with Wendy Chestnut, the proud CEO of Simply Beautiful. And we guarantee your event will be merely beautiful. So contact Wendy Chestnut for your next event at 267-473-3087.
So guys, make sure you get in contact with Wendy. She does some awesome things to create some events. Outside is opening up. It is about to be April. It is about to be beautiful. I know people say April showers bring May flowers, but if you guys have some beautiful April days, go out on a picnic. Go to a secluded area. Even if it is raining, go inside and have your atmosphere change. Make sure you guys reach out to Wendy. Make sure you guys contact her for that. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to move on. We're going to do another wonderful young lady who is just doing some awesome things. Here it is, Won't He Do It by Corinne. Here it is, Raise Your Praise, Turn Up Thursday. I'm glad you guys are here with me.
Stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? Said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? But yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my witnesses. Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine.
Won't he do it, y'all? Listen, whatever it is that he says that he's going to do, you can definitely believe that God is going to do it. We're going to go ahead and move on over into Take Me to the King. I want to get as many beautiful ladies up here as I possibly can. Tamala Mann, I love her so much. She is absolutely awesome. No matter what she sees, it's just wonderful. And sometimes we need to be in a place where we can just be like, I'm not worried about nothing else. I'm not worried about what anybody else is doing. I just need to stay focused right now. So we're going to go into Take Me to the King, okay?
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left to do? Come, truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King.
I love this song because it reminds me kind of sort of Alabaster Box. And I can never say it in its entirety, but it reminds me of Alabaster Box because she said, you know what? Y'all don't understand what it is that I'm going through. Y'all don't understand what it is and how God has touched me. And then Tamara is like, listen, pit me there. Because I want God to touch me, right? I want him to do what it is that he's going to do. So I absolutely love that song as well. Take Me to the King. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into God's Grace by Trinity 5-7, guys. I hope you're enjoying the little mixture. I wish I would have kind of sort of got it to where I can fit it together to smooth in. But it is okay. There's still time to rep your church, guys. I'm so, so happy that you are here with me, as always, for this amazing, amazing experience. I love you all. We're going to go ahead and move on into the next song, which is God's Grace, Trinity 5-7.
Everything you need is right here. All of your problems, yes, I'm always. And when you're done, I'll be right there. You can call on me, I hear your prayer.
No other name but
joy. He will do it for you, but first you gotta know that it's by God.
It's by God's grace. All things through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I'm so glad to know,
so glad
that it's by God.
It's by God's grace.
His grace.
All things through Christ Jesus.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper.
Prosper. Yeah.
Say you got laid off, can't pay your bills, can't give back. My Jesus, you're brightening up your darkest days. I trust in him, he'll make a way. Anyone who wants us is free indeed.
He will set you free, but first you gotta be a believer and know that it's mine.
And his word
says,
no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Anything your heart desires, my God's gonna see you in
the end.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All things through Christ
Jesus. Oh, no.
No weapon formed against
me shall prosper.
It'll never prosper. So come on in.
Love it. I love the song, y'all. It's been so long since I've heard this song stumbled upon it. Oh, really quick. If you guys don't know, and I'm quite sure you do, you can always go ahead and just listen to us and follow us on the podcast, right? You can go ahead and check in on the podcast. We are there. You can put us in your ear, you know, so you can listen to that. We are on Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple, iHeartRadio, for all of your listening pleasure. So you can go ahead and you can just plug us in your ears and you can listen to this mix, my little DJ mix that's going on, so you guys can hear everything that we had going on today. So be sure to start your lives, start your watch parties, because we are here. And thank you guys for sharing this amazing experience with me. Every Thursday is just a great Thursday for me, knowing that I can come here and I can be before you guys. So thank you so much for coming. And we're going to keep on going with the mixture. And we're going to go ahead and step on over to Yolanda Adams. The battle is not yours. Guys, happy Women's Month. You're strong. You're amazing. You're beautiful. Use the kind. Use the smart. You are a woman. You are unapologetically beautiful. You are responsible. You are resilient. You are peaceful. All of the affirmations that I say, that I speak to myself, I want to speak those same things unto you. You guys are awesome. And I love each and every one of you ladies. And I love the gentlemen that is here to also build up the ladies. So guys, here is the battle is the Lures, Yolanda Adams.
There is no pain. Can't feel no heart. He cannot heal. All things work according to his perfect will.
What it is that you're going through, that you don't have to fight it. You don't have to. I fought. Look, here we go. Talking about me, flashlight, spotlight, right? Because how can I be able to minister to anyone if I cannot tell with me my personal struggles and so many things that I am going through or that I have been going through. One of the things that I know, one thing for certain, two things for sure, is that if it wasn't for my creator, if it wasn't for my father, if it wasn't for his angels, there's a lot of things that I know that I would not be able to get through. The battles that I go through with myself, right? Let's be honest. The battles that you go through with yourself, you know, just knowing on the day-to-day, you know, the insecurities and the headaches and the not feeling worthy and all of those things, and learning to be able to give that to God on a daily basis for me is such a struggle, right? But there's so much peace in my insecurity and my battles and my uncertainty, just knowing that it is designed by God to have me be able to walk through these imperfectly perfect moments, right? To be able to be used by God is an awesome thing. And I'll never, ever, ever want to take that away. I'll never want to not be able to tell people how God is doing some awesome things in my life and how he is keeping me even today. And I know I say it all the time, but I only say it because it's so true. We are one blink away from, let me talk about me, shine the light on me. I am one blink away from losing my mind, from going completely crazy, from no one is exempt. So to be able to have your mind kept on a daily basis is a battle within itself. To not be bitter, to not be angry, to not be hurtful. People say, "Wow, why do you smile so much? Why? What is going on with you? Why are you so bubbly?" Because you guys haven't seen or don't see the battles that I fight every day to continue to be this way. And not saying that it's a front, but when you are fighting to be a different person and you see that different person come forth, every hello I get, guys, I'm so excited because it was a time that I didn't want to speak to anybody. Every picture I take and someone likes, I'm like, God gets all the glory, because there was a time that I hated to see myself. So those battles that we go through as women, ladies, my beautiful queens, on this Women's Month, we bind all of those up and we give those things to God because we know that he is performing an awesome, awesome work in us. So no matter what, even the battle of right now, whatever it is, I don't even know. Like I said, we go through so many. Even the battle right now, that mama, that battle that you're dealing with them kids still being home, we got to give that thing to God. We got to say, you know what? You know, those mamas with those teenagers, I have a young adult. She's 18. Guys, I'm in prayer every day, every second, every minute, every hour for my daughter. Every day, half of the day. A little bit more than half of the day. That is my conversation, you know, within myself to make sure that I am whole, to make sure that I am healthy enough for her, to make sure that I'm able to be here, you know, for her, to continue to let her know that she is a queen. She is part of royalty. She may have battles. She may have things that she go through, but she can stand tall knowing that our creator, our God, has her and all will be well in all aspects. So this month, ladies, love on yourself. Take care of yourself. Listen to these young ladies minister unto you. We have some other amazing ladies that's going to come forth. Make sure you guys are repping your church and our kings. Thank you guys so much for telling us. Have a seat. Sit down. Take a load off. It's good to hear from you. It's a pleasure to see you. Keep up the good work because we need those things in this time, in this season. And not saying that this month that the men shouldn't do those things as well, but to acknowledge the queen within ourselves, to know that self-care is important, to place our hands on ourselves, on our hearts, on our heads, on our minds, on our spirits, to continue to do well, to continue to do God's work, to continue to move forward, to continue to know that we have a purpose. I'm going to go to a commercial break because I can go somewhere else with that. And I will go somewhere else with that because just like it is Turn Up Thursday, it's also Testimony Thursday. And one of the things that I love is it took me forever to find my purpose. Or so I thought. We're going to go ahead and we're going to go to a commercial. Thank you guys so much for joining me for Turn Up Thursday. Raise your praise. As always, it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you guys. I'll see you in one moment.
Instead of running to the supermarket, run to Set Apart Foods and Catering, where I'm cooking foods to soothe your soul.
I absolutely love that. If you guys were listening, you heard that was my girl, Miss Portia. She had the song that we played a little while ago, Running Back. She offers an amazing, amazing food prep, meal prep, just me come and just cook for you and your loved one. So listen, I love this because we have our Wendy and we have our Portia, and you guys can get the two together and go ahead and get you some, get you an amazing event with some food that's going to soothe your soul. So make sure you guys check that out. But back on the subject before we go to our next song and I forget. One of the things that we learned, or I was learning while in Bible study, which was a while back, was that when asked the question, what is your purpose? What is my purpose? What am I here for? What am I supposed to do? Where do I fit in? Where do I get it? You know the term, get in where you fit in. Where do I fit in? Where am I supposed to be? And knowing your purpose is something that you do every day effortlessly. And I didn't know that, y'all. I promise. I get up every day. I talk to people. I love helping people. I love being there for people. I love making people smile. I love talking. I love listening and being able to take people out of situations that can be dreadful, kind of like an empath, which that's a whole nother conversation. But I have that too, and I take that on as well. I was talking to someone, and they was like, are you an empath? And I said, but the love that I have for the people, gives me the strength to be able to do so. But sometimes it can be so draining and so overwhelming. So with purpose, because we were talking about knowing your purpose, right? Is what you do every day effortlessly. So here it is. I was running around doing so many other things, right? So many other things. And I was not getting any type of fulfillment out of it. I wasn't being fulfilled. I wasn't being fed. And I would go to bed and I would still feel like I needed to do so much more. So it wasn't until I learned that, which is so crazy, but then again, it's not crazy because as babes in Christ, I always want the milk. Sorry. I don't want to get to the solids and then I feel like I can go on my own. I want to always be a babe. Okay. I don't ever want to feel like I have arrived and miss out on a lesson or the goodness of God. So being able to find out or know or understand that that was my purpose, it made it so much more easier to be a people person, to be around people, to want to listen to them and talk to them, because then I knew that I was walking in my full purpose because I was doing what it was that I loved, which is talk to you guys, which is talk to people, which is be here every Thursday, which is be like, hey, y'all, I love y'all. Y'all know how we live. So I'm just excited to be here, guys, because I wasn't here last week, and I just want to give you guys as much love, like love on you guys, like virtual hug as much as I can, and let you know that everything is going to be all right while we are still listening to these amazing, amazing ladies, right? Because it's Women's Month, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to Glorious by Martha Munizzi. As always, it is a pleasure and an honor to serve you all. I love you all, and thank you for joining me. Here's Martha, guys.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
About being around other believers, right? When you are going through, no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is, and you walk into, and I know we're not walking into anything right now, but you walk into the sanctuary and you didn't even get in the sanctuary yet, right? I could be downstairs. Rep your church, Victory Outreach Ministries, 1318 South 52nd Street on 52nd and Chester Avenue. Bishop Paul M. Burke and Lady Kelly Burke Jr. Okay. I could be downstairs. Our sanctuary is upstairs on the second floor. I can come in and I can be downstairs and I don't even need to hear them singing, right? All you need to hear is the beat. And when you know your service, you know, oh, they upstairs doing it. They upstairs doing it. Either I could call names. I'm listening to those drums. Killing it. Apostle was on that organ, you know, killing it, like, oh my goodness, Leona is doing praise and worship, because you know, right? And then your body is, something just happens, right? So it's so true. The negative and positive cannot dwell in the same place, right? It just can't. So we make the conscious decision to either focus on the positive or focus on the negative, because they can't. You can't be happy and sad at the same time. It's impossible. You can't be angry and upset and happy at the same time. You can't, right? You can't be content and uncomfortable at the same time. You just can't. So those two cannot. So we make the choice, but it's something about being around other believers when you're going through what it is that you're going through, and that music is going, and you see other people praising and you join in, it's absolutely nothing like it. And when we know that we were created so we can make his name glorious, we was created so we can praise him, we was created so we can love, so we can adore him. And listen, let's not be crazy, because our Father does not need us, okay? The rocks will cry out for him, and they do it effortlessly. So I'm going to say, oh, sorry, rock. You got something when you come against me, okay? So, because what's not going to happen is you're not going to praise my Father more than me. And remember, I don't need no rock. Remember that song? I don't need no rock. Yes. So listen, go ahead and make God's name glorious. We're going to go on and we are going to listen to Mary Shackles. And yes, they have two separate names. Their names is not Mary. I was so crazed out when I found that out. I couldn't believe it. I said, wait, What? No, their names is not Mary Mary. That is not their birth given name. But here is Mary Mary Shackles. Thank you guys for joining in to turn up Thursday. Raise your freeze. We're going to slide right on in to the next song.
I don't mind though. Let me free. You know what I'm saying?
Gives us the hottest songs ever. Just so absolutely awesome and amazing. We're going to go ahead and we're going to move on into This Is a Move. And I love Tasha Cobb, y'all. I love, love, love Tasha Cobb. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play her. There is still time to rep your church. Make sure you guys put that in the chat. As always, it is a privilege and an honor to be here with you guys. And here is This Is a Move by Tasha Cobb.
So the song says, the mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all, it says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you did. Say, we are here. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move. We need a move.
Can you shout that out? We need a move.
We need a move.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorites. I love this song as well. We're going to go ahead and do another really short commercial break, because when we come back, we will, of course, be ending our experience today. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, Landa, for checking in Mount Carmel Baptist Church with Pastor Dr. Donald D. Moore. So thank you so, so much, guys, for joining in on this worship experience. I appreciate you all. And as always, it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you guys. We're going to go ahead and do a quick commercial break. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Please do me a favor and always remember that you can go ahead and you can listen to us, and you can go to the podcast TKBSDS Productions to hear all of the shows that we have going on. And don't forget tomorrow to join into the V-Spot with Val that comes on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So until next time, guys, it has always been an honor and a privilege to serve you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful night, and I will see you guys soon. Good night, guys. Oh,